Tariffs have hurt farmers in two ways. Number one, they've driven up the cost of inputs. That's one place where we hope we see some relief. Unfortunately, as everyone knows, you know, prices tend to go up. They much less frequently go down. And so, you know, if a company has raised its prices because of tariffs, they could lower those prices, but they may also say, well, they're already high. People are already used to paying them, so we're just going to keep them high. So that's one of the reasons why the tariffs, I think, were a bad idea in the first place, because they drove that inflation of farm inputs. The other side of the coin is, you know, tariffs have really disrupted our overseas markets, places where we need to export our food. So we're hoping we'll see a little more stability there. And, you know, trade and farmers really depend on that stability and that certainty of where are we going to be able to sell our corn and our beans and what kind of price can we get. So this hopefully will tamp down some of that volatility that we've seen this year.